It was so long. You were playing so, so good.
Welcome. Please let's remember to mute our mics. We're starting out by praying from Ephesians chapter 3. From verse 20 to 21, Ephesians 3 from verse 20 to 21, he says, "Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us." According to his power that is at work in us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to start out by giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God from Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 20. Says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end." World without end. We are going to start out, like I mentioned earlier, giving thanks to God for who he is, for his capability. Says who is able to do exceedingly, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or imagine. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine. Let's go ahead and give God praise. Let's go ahead and give God praise right where you are, under the sound of your breath, under your breath. Go ahead and continue to talk and say, "God, thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you, because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ever imagine, all that I can ever ask, all that I can ever desire. Thank you, God, because you are super powerful. You are super capable. Thank you, Father, because you are super abundantly capable. Thank you, Father, because you are super abundantly capable of doing exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ever ask or imagine." Let's go ahead and say, "God, I thank you. God, 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 I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because you are God that answers prayers. You are the 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 God that answers prayers. Whatever we ask, you do. Whatever we ask, you do. You are super capable, more than capable, more than capable to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ever ask or imagine. Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, 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 Father. 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 My praying, my praying. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 Kimanos Tebele, Manos Shabada de Balasos. Oro Bala Koshan de la Perusa Balatos. Om Bala Bakoshe de la Rubatosa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Man Brakabano Shembreke de Bele Rubatosos. Oh, go Bala Balasos. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ever ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Man Brakaman, O Rabadabala, Shizo Brekinosus, O Koso Mandipena Shantus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kamana Namana Rabadashus. Thank you, precious God. Thank you, precious God. Thank you, precious God. Man Brakadabala, Susan Brakadabaneshus. Thank you, precious God. Thank you, precious God. Thank you, precious God. Thank you, precious God. Amen. We are continuing in our prayers, and I would like to just share with us our prayer focus is divine help for this month. All through this month is divine help. And Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, from verse 31 to 32. Romans chapter 8 from verse 31 to 32. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Okay, and in verse 31, he says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And he says further down in verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him all for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. We are praying, and before we pray, I want us to have an understanding that God is always on your side, and God is always ready to help. God is always available to help you. God is always on your side, and is always available to help. All right? And when we talk about divine help, I'm talking about God helping you. God helping you. We cannot do without the help of God in this life. We cannot excel without the help of God in this life. We cannot triumph without the help of God in this life. And that is why God is always available to help us. And he says that if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And I just wanted to charge you this morning that God can be trusted. God can be trusted. I want to charge you this moment to know without doubt. I want to charge you this moment that you know. You have to know before we go deeper into prayers. We have to know, we have to be assured that every prayer that you are here to pray this moment, God is ready to hear them, and God is ready to give answers to them. All right? So we're going to thank God and say, God, I thank you because you are always on my side. I thank you because you are always for me. I thank you because you are always on my side. I thank you because you are always on my side. Thank you, Father, because you are always on my side. Thank you because you are always on my side. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me and never against me. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me and never against me. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me and never against me. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me, always for me, always for me, always working for my good, always working for my good. Thank you, Father, because you have my interest at heart, because you always have my interest at heart. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, precious God, because you always have my interest at heart. You always have my interest at heart. Whatever it is that I may be facing, whatever situation I may find myself, I know and I'm assured. I am persuaded that you are always for me and never against me. I am persuaded that you are always for me and never against me. Mala barosheven and matush kobalatus. Ye lembrogodobanos kobala bragada bala bala banasus. Shana nana matus kum brega de bele robadaskos om de lebrega de masus. Mela bragadosa banatos epiro sufana bragalo susiato shon braga le braga develo susa mashamba la braga da mando sopele venesco sopraco sotia. Thank you because you are always for me. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me. Thank you, Father, because you are always on my side. Mamba la bragadosa ino bragadosa mana bragada balasus. Oh, thank you, Father, because you are always for me. You are always for me and never against me. Meru subana barabanasus. Negro godomala bragada bala bragada bala suze. Jambala bragada masus. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me and never against me. Thank you, Father, because you are always for me and never against me. It doesn't matter the situations I find myself. It doesn't matter the circumstances in which I find myself. I know of a truth. I am super, super assured that your will is always in my favor, that your plans is always in my favor, that your thoughts towards me are good, that your intentions for me are good. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Mano Barosa, Siato, Somala, Bragato, Shinere, Devene, Bragatusa. Thank you, Father, because the future that you have for me is good. Thank you, Father. 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 And you see, he says here further down in chapter 8, Romans 8, verse 32. He says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Okay, this implies that there is nothing that you need, okay, that is more valuable than the son, Jesus Christ, which God gave for you. And so if God can give the most valuable of all his assets to you, then there is absolutely nothing that is your heart desire that is too big for God to give. Okay. And what this implies is that there is absolutely nothing that you desire. There is nothing that you desire that is more valuable than God's only begotten son. And if God has given his only begotten son unto us, oh my God, then there is absolutely nothing that you desire that is too much for him to give to you. And so we know that there is absolutely no help that you need from God that he would deprive you of. There is absolutely no help that you need from God this instant that is impossible for him to give unto you. Why? Because he says here that if he has given you his son, how shall he not with him also freely give you all things? So today we are starting off praying and we need divine help. Okay, there are several areas of our lives that we can experience divine help. But right now, we are going to first focus on divine help in terms of leadings and direction. Divine help in terms of leadings and direction. Divine help in terms of leadings and direction. There is something called supernatural leading and direction, where God tells you what to do, where God gives you information about what you need to do that will help you to move from where you are right now to where you ought to be, where God will give you information about the actions that you need to start putting in place for you to move from where you are to where you ought to be. Okay, in Acts chapter 16, from verse 23 to 26, if you read that scripture, you will find the story of Paul and Silas. They were locked in jail. They were locked in the innermost part of the jail, all right? And they were even chained. And the Bible says that they woke up in the midnight and they began to praise and pray. They began to praise and pray. And the Bible says that the other people in the jail hear them doing that. And it says that suddenly there was an earthquake. Suddenly there was an earthquake. Suddenly there was an earthquake. And the chains that was holding them, everything fell off. Everything fell off. I want us to pray this morning and this moment and just receive the help of God in terms of leadings and direction. How did Paul and Silas know that they were supposed to start praying and praising? How did Paul and Silas know that praying and praising was what was going to bring them out of that jail? It was supernatural leading. It was supernatural leading. And that was what triggered help. That was what triggered help for them. And so we are praying, Father, my eyes are open. My eyes are open to see. My ears are open to receive divine leadings and direction. My eyes are open to see and my ears are open to receive divine leadings and direction concerning my career decisions, concerning my academics decisions, concerning my life. My eyes will always be open to receive Camino Suprega de Vela Robala Vanasus, Jabatago Sevena Braga de Pai. You are praying, we are praying, we are praying, we are praying. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. My eyes are open. Father, you open my eyes to receive divine leadings. My eyes will be open to receive divine leadings. Father, you open my eyes to receive divine leadings and directions by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. My eyes are open. I am not confused. I am not in the dark. I receive divine direction. I receive divine direction by the Holy Ghost. 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 Re Kabalato Zogrega de Vene Brakino Suprana de Masos. Jabada Brabata Vana Braga de Balaba. Jabala Braga de Vana Braga de Balabadoi. E Campano Sambramene Vene Braga de Bahai. I have divine direction. I am not lost in this world. I am not lost in this world. I am divinely helped of God to know what to do by time, to know where to be by time. Sometimes what you need for that financial need is just to talk to somebody. And what you just need is to talk to the right person about it. God can lead you to the right person. God can lead you to the right person. God can inspire you to do the right things at the right time. God can inspire you to make the right decisions at the right time. This is when you are aligned, when your eyes are open, when your ears are open, when you can receive divine help in this area as touching leaders and direction. You will no longer make decisions in the dark. You will no longer make decisions out of logical reasoning. You will no longer make decisions out of by reason of the policies of governments. You will no longer make decisions by the reason of other people's decisions or other people's actions and inactions. You will begin to make decisions by the leadings of God, by the leadings of God. La Braga Damasus, Ego Bala Braga Damasus, Mena Braga Dino Shabala Braga Badai, Hene Vera Komana Braga Babai, Jabana Braga Badadama, Ekta Bana Suse Braga Devene Rupala Braga Dushabala Braga Damasus, Jabana Braga Damai. How did they know? How did they know that what they needed to do at that time was that they needed to start praying and praising? And by doing that, they were able to come out of that grief. Jema namba rakabana manos, eshabala brakada banos, zemando bragadino shabala brakana masos, ega doso venerigotum, shandala brakada ba. My eyes are open to see your help, to see your help, to see your help. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are praying, and we're going to be praying again from 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 9 to 17. This is the story of Elisha. When Elisha was surrounded by an army of soldiers. Okay? And he was with his servant, and his servant was afraid. And then Elisha began to pray to God, that God will open the eyes of his servant to see the help that is all around. To see the help that is all around. Beyond the chaos that is happening in the world today, beyond all the new hard policies of government and politicians, God's help is available. Beyond your weakness, beyond the doctor's reports, beyond the negativity that is surrounding you, beyond the lack of financial sponsorship that is ravaging you right now. Beyond all the debts and all the issues that you have found yourself in, God's help is available. You just need to see it. 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 The Bible says that Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes. That's 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. To open his eyes that he may see. His Bible says, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And immediately that guy saw this. All the fear that he had, all the doubts that he had disappeared. You were going to pray and say, Father, open my eyes to see your divine help. Open my eyes to see your divine help. Over this matter, you are going to be specific. I told you to come with specific matters. You are going to be specific now and say, God, over this matter, mention it, over this academic situation, I will see your help. I choose to see your help. So, Father, open my eyes. Even though your academics may be overwhelming, you may be overwhelming, you may feel like, oh, this is too much. There's help, there's divine help that will make you study and excelling, that will make it easy for you. Yes, there's a divine help. It may look like, oh, this business is not working. With all the new policies, it looks like it's not working, and it looks like you are struggling. There's something you need to see. And when you see it, it is called divine help. And when you see it, your approach to your business will be different. And the result that you will get from it will be different. The Lord will open your eyes to see his help. The Lord will open your eyes to see his help. You will no longer be looking to men for help. You will no longer, enough is enough. You have been looking to uncles and aunties and daddies and mommies for help. And not they don't come through all the time. They don't come through all the time. But I have good news for you today. There is a God that never disappoints. There is a God that never fails. There is a God whose help can be depended upon. There is a God whose help can be depended upon. There is a God whose help can be dependent upon. There is a God whose help can be dependent upon. There is a God whose help can be dependent upon. La bara banana mai, jaba la braga da mana bara de aso sevene roba da balai. There is a God whose help can be dependent upon. Mene bigo sufanu bregino supergo sufana braga da. My eyes are open to see divine help. My eyes are open to see divine help, to recognize divine help. Beyond all the chaos, beyond all the stagnations, beyond all the hindrances, beyond all this that is happening around me, my eyes are open to see divine help, to see divine help, to see divine help, to see divine help, to see divine help. Like Elisha. Elisha was so confident, even in the face of all the soldiers and armies that were surrounding him and all the chariots that were surrounding him. Why? Because he saw that those that were with him were more than those that were against them. When you realize that divine help is available to you, then you will know that God is enough. My God. My God is enough. My God is enough. My God is enough. My God is enough. Can you say it right now where you are? My God is enough. My God is enough. My God is enough. My God is sufficient. My God is sufficient. My God is sufficient to help me. 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 I cannot be stranded. My God is sufficient to help me. I cannot be disappointed. My God is sufficient to help me. I cannot fail. My God is sufficient to help me. I cannot die. God is sufficient to help me. I cannot die of this sickness. My God is sufficient to deliver me. I cannot die of this sickness. My God is sufficient to deliver me. I cannot die of this sickness. My God is sufficient to deliver me. I cannot be in this state again. I cannot remain poor. I cannot remain impoverished. I cannot remain in one point. I cannot remain stagnant. I cannot remain I cannot remain. I cannot remain like this. My God will help me. My God will help me. I cannot remain like this. I cannot remain like this. I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying wherever you are. I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying wherever you are. My God helps me. 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 I see divine help. I see divine help. I am helped. 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 Magabara Dino Supreka de Belarabayan. Eshamanabraga de Bahanas Suzuka de Menabarabatai. Let's pray some more. 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 Let us pray some more. I am open. Manabragai. All my faculties are open. All my faculties are open right now, and I see the help of God. All my faculties are open right now, and I see the help of God. All my faculties are open right now, and I see the help of God. I see the way out. 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 I am not stranded. I am not stranded. I am not stranded. I am not stranded. My God, I will see the help of God. I will see the help of God. I will see the help of God. The tangible help of God. The tangible help of God. The tangible help of God. I will see the help of God. Mana barabadai. I will see the tangible help of God. Yete boroto manino supreka de bene braganos. Jabala bragada mano supreka de bene bragada bai. Jamana bragada bala bragada bai. I will see the tangible help of God. My eyes are open to see divine help, divine help, divine help in all areas of my life. Mana bragado mala bragada bala bai. Jabada baga bala bragada bai. My eyes are open to see divine help, to see divine help in all areas of my life, in all areas of my life. I see help. I see help. I see help. Left, right, center. I see help. Maga bala braga da bala ba. Jabala braga da mando braga da bele braga da montes. Yepana braga da bala bara bana. Ena braga da mana bana shu. Jabala braga da bala braku mono braga da bana shu. I hope you are praying. 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 Jabala braga da ba. Remember Paul and Silas. The Bible says they prayed. And they priest. He says they priest and they priest. They prayed and they were praising God. And as they were doing that, the Bible says in Acts chapter 16 and verse 26, Acts chapter 16 verse 26, it says, and suddenly, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The Bible says, and suddenly, 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 there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. My God. The help of God can come suddenly. The help of God can come suddenly. The help of God can come suddenly. Divine help can come suddenly. The Bible says that suddenly. I see long-standing issues receiving divine intervention. I see long-standing issues receiving divine intervention this moment. Yes, long-standing issues. Sicknesses that has been in the body for a while. Suddenly, the Bible says suddenly. I want you to say right now, I receive sudden help. I receive sudden help. I receive sudden help. Let help no longer be delayed. All the help that I need. Let there be no more delay. As far as the help that I need right now, you know the help that you need. You know specifically. And you know that time is going. And you know that that help that you need, you know you are the one that knows best. Mala Braga Dai. That help that you need in your body. That help that you need in your business, that help that you need in your work with God, that help that you need, it can come suddenly. I want you to call it forth and say, right now, I receive the help of God. Let the sudden help of God come through for me. In my academics, let the sudden help of God come through for me. In my walk with God, let the sudden help of God come through for me. You have continued to experience a negative cycle of promise and fail, a negative cycle of disappointments, a negative cycle of being hot today and cold tomorrow. There's something called the sudden help of God. There is something called the sudden help of God. And it only comes when you pray. The devil will never want you to be helped. The devil will never want you to experience divine help. But when you stand your ground in the place of prayer and say, enough is enough. I don't know about you, but me, I am saying today, enough is enough. Enough is enough to being helpless. Enough is enough to being a failure. Enough is enough to being in the same spot. Enough is enough to being going around the same mountain. Enough is enough of going around the same mountain. Enough is enough of experiencing confusion every now and then. Experiencing confusion. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Father, I open my life up for sudden divine interventions. I open my life up for sudden divine help. I open my life up for sudden divine intervention. I open my life up for sudden divine help. When God helps you, it doesn't matter who you know. When God helps you, it doesn't matter who you do not know. When God helps you, it doesn't matter your credentials. When God helps you, it doesn't matter what the doctor said. It is sudden, and it is effective. Makabala braga daba shaba na braga da. Shembele braga mandele braga debele braga daba. Shaba na braga daba na braga daba na bada. I receive the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God that will pull me up from where I am to where I ought to be spiritually. That will pull me up from where I am to where I ought to be in my health. Divine help that will pull me up from where I am to where I ought to be in my finances. Divine help, sudden help, sudden help, sudden help, sudden help. Rakabanama Shabana Panwaka Bada Panama Shabana Panaka Bada Bada Baka Bada Dada. Sodin help, 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 sodin help. Ubarabala Panamana Manamana Kabana Panagada Panama. When sodin help is involved, you will begin to read the scriptures and it will begin to make more sense. You will begin to behold wondrous things from the scriptures. And then you begin to see principles that when you apply them to your life, you see results. When sudden help is involved, you will not have to pray too long to see healing. You will not have to pray too long to see miracles. Why? Because there will be a breaking forth of light. There will be a breaking forth of revelation. Let me experience sudden help in my spiritual life. Let me experience sudden help, sudden divine help. Sudden divine help in my prayer life. I experience sudden divine help in my prayer life. I experience sudden divine help in my ministry. I experience sudden divine help in my quiet time. As many of you hear that you have not been having a consistent time with God, you have not been having a consistent time with God, you have not been having a consistent quiet time, a consistent and sonorous and beautiful time in studying the word and fellowship, this is your night. This is your night of transitioning, of transitioning, of transitioning into greater depths. I see God pulling people up. I see God pulling people up. I see God pulling people up. Will you stretch your hand now? Will you stretch your hand now towards God? I will stretch your hand now towards God and receive divine help. And receive divine help. I see God pulling people up. I don't know who this person is, but I see specifically somebody. God is pulling you up. 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 Yes, God is pulling you up. There's a certain limit that you have not exceeded in your finances. There's a certain limit that you have not exceeded. You have been trying to beat it. You have been trying to beat that limit. Yes, you have been trying to beat that limit. And it looks like when you're about approaching that limit, it just looks like you have not gone past that limit in your finances. I see God pulling you up. I see God pulling you up. I see God pulling you up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I see somebody here right now. You feel like sometimes people just walk past you. Like it's as though you don't exist. It's as though they don't even prioritize you. They're like, am I not a human being? There's something called sudden help. There's something called sudden divine help. My God, my God. When God comes upon your matter, when God comes upon your matter, and he's committed to helping you, when God pulls you up, when God pulls you up, everybody's mouth will be shut. Everybody's mouth will be shut. The honor of God will become great upon you and mighty upon you. What you need is the sudden help of God. What you need is the sudden help of God. It's what you need is the sudden help of God. What you need is the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God in my life. I cannot remain the same. I cannot remain like this. 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 I receive the sudden help of God. I receive the sudden help of God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Another dimension of divine help is favor. My God, my God. When divine help is upon you, sir, nobody will be able to turn you down. Nobody will be able to turn you down. Nobody will be. Everybody will just take initiative to help you. Everybody will just want to help you. Everybody will just want to favor you. Everybody will just want to grant your request. That is when the favor of God is on you. Because when that is when the favor of God is on you, you will see that the same person that by himself took Paul and Silas and tied them down, it was the same person that was now kneeling down before them and begging them and asking them, show me way. Show me the way to salvation. My God, my God, my God. You see, when the help of God comes upon you, people will come to you and say, how did you do it? See, when your success, when you can still explain your success and say, I did it like this, I did it like this, you have not experienced the help of God. When you come and people just look at you and say, how did you do it? And then you are like, I don't know, it was just God. They will say you are lying. You say I'm not lying. It is just God. It is just God. It is just God. It is just God. See, when God's help is on you, it doesn't matter what your qualification is. It doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have in your qualification. When God's help is on you, when God's help is on you, when God's help is on you, it doesn't matter what you have done in the past or what you have not done. God's help will carry you and it will put you where you ought to be. It will carry you and it will put you where you ought to be. I want us to pray and say, right now I receive upon me favor, the favor of God. I receive upon you the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God. I receive upon me the favor of God. I receive upon me the favor of God. I receive the favor of God. The favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God to go from where I am right now to where I ought to be. The favor of God to go from where I am right now to where I ought to be. Shabana manai, shabana namai, shabana namai, shabana namai, shabana tabana kidamana boy. I receive the favor of God. 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 I walk in the favor of God. I see the favor of God. I abound in 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 the favor of God. When I look to my front, I see favor. When I look to my right, I see favor. When I look to my left, I see favor. When I look to my back, I see favor. All around favor. All around favor. All around favor. All around favor. As I step into this week, what I see is favor. The favor of God that covers up for shortcomings. The favor of God that covers up for shortcomings. I tap into it, I key into it, and I experience it. Keep a little paratiatos. Again, don't go by the quantity of the bracket demonstration. Shamba quantity, Puma can never go back. A compa compa la paco pele poco poco pele po. Don't be tired. It takes a man of prayer to enforce the judgment of God. It takes a man of prayer to enforce the help of God. It takes a man of prayer to come and experience constantly the help of God. There's something called sudden divine help. There's something called divine help. My life will be a living testimony of the help of God. I will not just hear about it. I will not just hear about it though. My life will speak. Makaba, 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 makaba. May my life become a definition of divine help. When they want to know and understand what divine help means, Lord, let my life be a perfect explanation. Let my life, be a perfect explanation of divine help. Let my life be a perfect explanation of divine help. You have been doing strategies for the past 10 years. How has all those strategies helped you? You have been following strategies, and it just seems like you have not exceeded the bar. You have attended many seminars. You have attended many seminars. You have attended many lectures. You have bought many courses, but your business is still the same. Shamanama, your work with God is still the same. You still lay hands on the sick; they are not healed. Nothing is still happening. My God. What is missing is divine help. What is missing is divine help, sir. What is missing is divine help, ma. When you have divine help, you will step into your future. And then everywhere you step, there is solid ground. Everywhere you step, there is possibility. Every door you knock begins to open. Every door you knock begins to open. It is divine help, sir. They will say, when did you graduate? You are too young for this. Yes. That is divine help. That is divine help. My God. When divine help comes, delay stops. When divine help comes, delays stop. When divine help comes, impossibility stops. Impossibility ends. My God. When divine help comes, there is no impossibility. When divine help is involved, there is no impossibility, sir. There is no impossibility, sir. Can you take the next few minutes that we have and carry that impossibility that you think is an impossibility? Bring it before the altar right now and say, God, I declare divine help over this matter. I declare divine help over this impossibility. They said your cutoff, your score did not meet the cutoff. My God. Divine help can alter it, sir. Divine help can alter it, sir. They said your grade did not meet up. My God. When divine help is involved, then you see, favor will just overwhelm the person. And don't say, I just like you. You don't deserve it. I just like you. Yes, that is divine help, sir. I see somebody here right now. My God, this is powerful. This is powerful. The Lord says He is multiplying your debts by zero. He will take your debts. I don't know who that person is. It doesn't matter how big your debt is. He is multiplying it by zero. Zero times anything is zero. Zero times anything is zero. Yes. If you are the one, my God. If you are that person, I enforce this word right now over you. I enforce this word right now over you. Lift up your right hand where you are. If you are this person, I enforce this word over you. Right now, by the power in the name of Jesus, I multiply your debts by zero. I multiply your debts by zero. It doesn't matter how big it is, I multiply it by zero. Let angels intervene for you. Let angels bring you out of that debt. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. We have few minutes to go. Don't be tired. There is help available. It's called divine help, sir. There is somebody here. You are in the midst of exam. You are writing exams. And those courses, they are so bulky. They are so much. My God. There is something called divine help. Divine help will just navigate you. It will just navigate you to the right thing to read. It will just navigate you to the right thing to read. There's another place you read and you forget. You read and you forget because you have been overwhelming yourself. You have been stressed because the workload is so much. And so when you read, you forget. When you read, you forget. It has been a struggle. Oh my God, I have good news to you. I have good news for you right now. Let there be an interference. Let there be an endowment of divine help. Yakambali kosupekes kubalabante. Let there be an endowment of divine help. Let there be an endowment of divine help upon that student. Let there be an endowment of divine help. Divine help comes true for you now. You will no longer read and forget. You will no longer have to struggle through. My God. I stand now over you, this person. There has been recent policies, government policies that has been hindering you, that has been slowing down the progress of your finances, that has been slowing down the progress of your primary source of income. There has been recent government policies that have been slowing down. My God. Your case is different. Because right now there's an interference of divine help. Let there be an interference of divine help. I speak now as one who is full of God. I speak now as one who is called of God. I speak now as one who is called of God. If I be called of God, let divine help come true for you. Against all odds, I say over you, you will not be an hustler. You will not join everybody to struggle. I say again, you will not join everybody to struggle through this hardship. My God will help you. Le paco bala masube. Ya paco bele porrote que cusibia. Enge de copele copele cupere. I can cosco vique to roi. My God will help you. In the name of Jesus, no more setbacks, no more delays, no more impossibilities. E gambala, zambande kokobariante. Your greatest fears will not happen to you. Yes, there's somebody here. Your greatest fears will not happen to you. There's somebody here. You are about to enter a very harmful relationship. Relationship that will alter your destiny. The devil has planned it. He has planned it. That this relationship is what he will use to alter your destiny. My God will scatter the two of you. My God will put this person far away from you. My God will distance you from this person. The devil will not get you. The devil will not ruin you. The devil will not get you. The devil will not ruin you. We have a few minutes to go. I want to just pray and just go ahead and pray and receive and speak the help of God over specific matters that you have brought here today. We're agreeing. As you address that matter, I'm just going to go ahead and pray in the spirit for the next few minutes. And as I pray in the spirit for the next few minutes, I want you to mention those matters and speak the divine help of God over those matters. En gadoso pigate que tu te marcos, en gaden lete nombre que escubala. Jabba combe de veneto baratigas, jembre cumbala frega de bello cumbala. Le uso prahanto viatus, jabba quante vero bodobodoma coma. Je pacambala banamato, je cumbono macabaru cumbala fraca de pai. En gaba combe le braga de pai. Jabba da barabala bancumbana braga de balapai. En gaba combe le braga mana banabu bada pai. Je cumboro bolo baco parabata pai. Jeba kumbara badada baka bada bala baku bara badada bai. E kumbara bara baka bada baru badada bala 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 bala. Jama nana mara bara baka bala bara bala 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 bala. Jabara baka bala baka badada bala 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 bala. Jabaka bala baka baka badada baka badada bala. Le braka manu baka de bale bo. E kumbara bana braka do bari atu do lupo do tupe. E kambala baka da basha bala bala bala. E kumbara de lebe kubali bade de bala. Y a tous supré de My God is capable. He's more than capable. He's more than capable. He's more than capable. He's more than capable. Don't limit. Don't limit. Don't limit. Don't limit. Jabala barakabai. Jabala barakabada Don't come to this. Don't come to this. Don't approach this prayer. Don't approach this moment with a spoon. Don't approach this moment with a cup. I want you to come. Let your container be big, because there is no end to the supply. There is no end to the supply of the Spirit right now that is available. There is no end to the supply of the Spirit that is available right now. Mala braga da ma no braga de balo huko bolo vante braga de balo shu braga de balo suze en da man do sun brena bena shu braga de bai en kabana susfira braga da ma shimene braga de bele braga da bada. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shaman da bala bada bada bai. In the most shaman da braga da bala bai. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So right now, I speak over you people, I speak over everybody that is under the voice, the sound of my voice right now, and I speak divine help over you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak divine help over you. I speak divine help over you in your health. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. I speak divine help over you, over that application that you have submitted and you're expecting a feedback. I speak the help of God over you. I declare you successful. I declare you successful. I declare you successful. I declare you successful in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are in any form of corner, any form of stagnation, any form of tight corner right now, as many of you that are in any form of tight corner right now, I speak the sudden help of God, the sudden help of God that pulls a man out of the dunghill and sets him among princes. Let that help be activated over you right now in the name of Jesus. Let the help of God come through for you. Let divine help come through for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak over you that is about to make decisions, and it seems as though you are confused. You don't know if this decision is going to make you profit or not. You don't know if this decision is going to help you or harm you. You are at the verge of making decisions. I speak divine illumination over your eyes. I speak divine insight over you. You will see as God sees. You will see as God sees. You will not be carried away. You will see as God sees. You will see as God sees. You will see as God sees. I speak over everybody under the sound of my voice. You will not be frustrated. Devil will not frustrate you. No human being on this earth will frustrate you. You yourself will not frustrate yourself. No frustration. No frustration. No frustration. No frustration. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. We receive answers. We receive answers. Thank you, Father God, because you always hear me. Thank you, Father God, because you always hear me. Thank you, Father God, because you always hear me. Thank you, Father God, because you always hear me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining today's heartfelt prayer session. Feel free to continue praying in your closet, in your personal space. Feel free if you want to continue. But right now, we're going to be drawing the curtain. And I want to encourage you to be strong in faith. I want to encourage you to be strong in faith. If anything, God can be trusted. God can be trusted. God can be trusted. God bless you. See you same time next week. If there's any changes to the time, you will definitely know. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great week ahead, full of God's help, full of God's divine help.